Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 58, Joy in the Trial. Hear these words from James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, and let them settle slowly. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Count it all joy. I know what you're thinking. That makes no sense. And you're right. By the logic of this world, it doesn't. But James wasn't writing to the world. He was writing to people who know God. And he knew that faith sees what the naked eye simply cannot reach. Notice the word he uses, count. He is not commanding a feeling. You can't will feelings into existence like that. He is commanding a reckoning, a deliberate decision of perspective made before any emotion shows up. It is an act of faith before it is an act of the heart. You choose how you are going to interpret what you're living through. And that choice changes everything. And then comes the word that most people rush right past. When, not if you meet trials, when you meet them. James assumes that trials are part of the path, not a detour, not a mistake, not evidence that God has forgotten you. They are inside the plan. Nothing you are walking through today caught God off guard. Not a single thing. He was already there when it started. So what does a trial actually do? James answers, it tests your faith. The way a goldsmith puts metal in fire to see what is pure and what is dross, that is what the trial nevir. It reveals what is real in your faith. And here is what needs to land in your chest today. Testing does not destroy genuine faith. It confirms it. If you are under the weight and still believing, that is not weakness. That is evidence of what God has already placed inside you. And what does that process produce? Steadfastness. That capacity to remain standing when everything around you says sit down. That root that goes deep because it was formed under pressure. It is not born in easy seasons. It is born right there, underground, where no one sees, in the quiet of a season that feels like it will never end. And I want to tell you, with everything I have, none of this season's tears are being wasted. Not one. God is working beneath the surface. That is why the joy James is talking about is not denial of pain. It is not pretending everything is fine when it is not. It is confidence. Confidence that God knows exactly what he is doing with your life. It is seeing past the trial toward what is being formed through it. It is joy with roots. And roots don't show, but they hold. So today, before breakfast, do this one thing. Take a piece of paper. Write down one trial you are living right now. Be honest. Write it down for real. And right beside it, finish this line. God is producing steadfastness here. Then pray over that sentence. It doesn't need to be a long prayer. Just you, the page, and God. Let that truth land. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friends.